Operation Payback was launched. This is by a group called Anonymous, and they are striking back on behalf of WikiLeaks. So MasterCard said that they will not accept payments for WikiLeaks anymore. MasterCard was hacked and for a while shut down. And they're apparently back up and running, and those battles continue. Also attacked were Swedish prosecutors, a Swedish defense lawyer, and a Swiss group that froze Assange's banking account. So Anonymous has struck back at all these people, and they are saying that they might do more. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Look, Anonymous has struck against a lot of people. I like it when they go after the powerful and not the powerless. Sometimes, you know, you see somebody attack and you think, now that person doesn't have much of a way to defend themselves, right? Here, they're going after the most powerful companies and institutions in the world, and they're doing it on behalf of openness and transparency and journalism. Let me tell you something. It's interesting because it provides a counterbalance we did not have before. The government would threaten a company like MasterCard and say, hey, if you don't play ball, you know, it's going to have severe financial consequences for you. You better shut down anything that the government opposes. Now, that's a heavy hand. And unfortunately, people didn't have any way to fight back. Well, now there's a way to fight back. $15,000 extra civilians killed in Iraq, and we didn't even know about it. One of hundreds of things revealed by WikiLeaks. A journalist killed in that footage that we saw in Iraq where the helicopter shoots down innocent journalists and mows them down. All that stuff we didn't know, and we didn't have a way of knowing. Now we do. Now, part of the reason that we didn't have a way of knowing before is of the grotesque failure of the media in America. And of course, since they are shamed by that failure, and since they are part of this establishment, the media does not have Julian Assange's back. They are against Julian Assange. There are numerous cases of writers writing saying, hey, if this guy has blood on his hands. I'm not even talking about the Fox News guys who call him a terrorist and say that he should be executed. I'm talking about mainstream journalists who say, oh no, if any one of our sources ever gets hurt, by the way, they have never provided a single shred of evidence that anyone has ever gotten hurt off of the WikiLeaks. The information we found out for them. They say, but if that ever happens, which it has not, well, then he's got blood on his hands and he should be tried and prosecuted, etc., etc. Now, one of the things we found out in WikiLeaks was that journalists were murdered by our government, but nary a peep from our mainstream media. We found out we killed an extra 15,000 civilians, but nary a peep. No. We launched the Iraq War. At a bare minimum, 66,000 innocent civilians died. But no, that's okay. And they're allowed to cover that up. And that's no problem at all. But if anybody ever were to get hurt by something we found out because we actually exposed the lies of the government, well, then the media would be against it. The whole point of the media is to challenge the government. It's to show what the government is doing. Well, that was the point of the media. Now the point of the media is to cover up for the government. So when Julian Assange throws their apple cart over, turns it over, well, they're very, very upset. They don't like that. That's someone practicing true journalism. Remember, Assange didn't do the leak. He's a journalist who received the leak and then published it, what journalists have done for time immemorial. But now none of the other journalists have his back. Well, I'm not for that. I'm against that. So if there's a little Operation Payback, well, I find that to be fascinating. And I'm here to say I'm on Julian Assange's side.
Hello, citizens of the world. We are Anonymous.
It is Suspects in 10 separate states are accused of conspiring to intentionally damage protected computers. In New Jersey, a former contractor with AT&T was arrested on charges that he lifted files from that company's computer systems. The information was later distributed by Lulzsec.
Victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite! Let us fight for a new world! A decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security.
Thank you. its way in. It places obstacles in our way to complicate our lives, to keep us fighting a current that constantly works its will against us, infecting us till our muscle memory is sick with the struggle, and we are finally robbed of what is arguably the only true freedom any of us really know. Our minds. It reaches in through the windows of vulnerability and alters our identity till we are nothing more than an oppressed thing, barely a shadow of who we used to be. We claim no responsibility for what we say or do. We are a product of our oppression, as are you if you are too dumb to know it. And soon this oppression becomes a comfort to us, a lamppost we can lean on after a long walk. That which we blamed for the ills of society soon becomes the shelter we seek when we are confronted with our own shortcomings. How dare you? How dare you demand more of me? I am powerless. I am a product of my oppression. I cannot overcome. I cannot be more or be responsible. I cannot grow. There is no light in this shelter I have made a home of. I have pain.
Thank you. in the recorded history of man's organized attempts to civilize this planet. Men have always formed groups, clubs, or societies, often cloaked in secrecy, to protect and preserve certain elements within their social structure. This is a place that inspires dreaming about darkness and light.
Alphabet soup in they troops in the suits, kid, kicking down doors and seizing my equipment, blocking on my shipments, sitting on they hit list. Old day radical, emphatic beat addict in the stab hit. I envelope the game, call me Rabbit. Hop to hop, I run the internet equivocally. Bitch, I be hit him with the bite style symmetry. Digi-G, digital gangsta reppin' till I'm dead. Steady grip Apache logs when I'm looking for the feds. Fast forward, now the internet anonymous and captains of the lows boat raise the mass prominent. Dominant hacks, and I sec on that new news. Dropping tables in my sequel like it was some poo-poo.
Pound any sec.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound any sec.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound any sec.
If you're sitting below deck in the lows boat, salute bitch and show some respect.
Pound any sec.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound any sec.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound any sec.
If you're sitting below deck in the lows boat, salute bitch and show some respect. Low sec bitch, they fold your hack Sony. Got the MD5, we rock your macaroni. Cook coke, crack nimble like a noodle. Or HB Gary stay toast like a strudel. Root shell on your bootstrap, now who's that? Buying the M join and drop your whole C-class. C-class, it is evident we flousing. Iron cannon in the proc list, deep dousing. Lean back, bitch, we be sending an injection. Magic quotes off, join table intersection. Put it up on base, then it won't get erased. 20 million hits till you're down like some cavemen. SCNN, you want an interview? Send a print message to the nickname Sabu. On IRC, man, we convening in some 99 throwback shit. Now I'm screaming.
Pound any sec.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound any sec.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound any sec.
If you're sitting below deck in the lows boat, salute bitch and show some respect.
Pound any sec.
Pounding through your speakers.
Pound any sec.
Pounded to the bleachers.
Pound any sec.
If you're sitting below deck in the lows boat, salute bitch and show some respect.
Madam Speaker, I have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us? What if someday it dawns on us that losing over 5,000 American military personnel in the Middle East since 9/11 is not a fair trade-off for the loss of nearly 3,000 American citizens, no matter how many Iraqi, Pakistani, and Afghan people are killed or displaced? What if we finally decide that torture, even if called enhanced interrogation technique, is self-destructive and produces no useful information, and that contracting it out to a third world nation is just as evil? What if it is finally realized that war and military spending is always destructive to the economy? What if all wartime spending is paid for through the deceitful and evil process of inflating and borrowing? What if we finally see that wartime conditions always undermine personal liberty? What if conservatives who preach small government wake up and realize that our interventionist foreign policy provides the greatest incentive to expand the government? What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if Obama has no intention of leaving Iraq? What if a military draft is being planned for the wars that will spread if our foreign policy is not changed? What if the American people learn the truth, that our foreign policy has nothing to do with national security, that it never changes from one administration to the next? What if war and preparation for war is a racket serving the special interests? What if President Obama is completely wrong about Afghanistan and turns out worse than Iraq and Vietnam put together? What if Christianity actually teaches peace and not preventive wars of aggression? What if diplomacy is found to be superior to bombs and bribes in protecting America? What happens if my concerns are completely unfounded? Nothing, nothing, nothing. But what happens if my concerns are justified and ignored? Nothing, nothing, nothing. And I yield back the balance of my time.